Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. It's great to see you, Joe. How are you?
Really nice.
Why are you looking at me?
I'm just looking at a t-shirt. We like to do a little fashion update with Joe.
Yeah, well, the listeners can't see it.
This
the viewers can.
So this looks like, if you can imagine, it looks like Joe McGrath has been sort of dipped up to his neck in a bowl of very, very chunky oatmeal.
You're a fucking chunky oatmeal.
No, he's then stepped out of the oatmeal. It's dried and it's been just sort of sanded down. So it's only a few mil thick. Lovely colour, that.
Yeah, and you've got a gilet on, like something off The Wire. But... possibly not.
Ethan James, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yes. I'm wearing my navy quarter zip, which I now own three of.
Amazing. Where is it from?
Hollister.
Oh, fucking hell. The Hollister's a mad place, isn't it?
Yeah.
What are you still going into Hollister for? Is it still like a shack where it's like...
Hollister really... There was a point where Hollister first came in when we were in about year nine. And... there was one in Meadowhall, which is like the sort of Sheffield version of the Trafford Centre or whatever. And a lot of people from my year went. And I was always a bit timid about going out and going away and going to Meadowall and all that stuff. And then next thing I knew, the next day had passed and everyone was wearing Hollister. And you had to have Hollister or you were shit. And then I went in. It was the most terrifying place I've ever been.
So dingy and dark.
It's pitch black. You can't see any of the clothes. It's kitted out, like you said, like a surf shack. But why would a surf shack be that dark? Like some sort of sex shack where you go in and you get lost in there because it's pitch black. Surf shacks aren't pitch black, are they? Why has that happened?
I have no idea. I don't know. Is it American? Do you think I bought Hollister? No. I'm not a muppet. I never got into the craze of Hollister. I stuck firmly to just...
Giacomo.
I stuck firmly to just wearing whatever my mum bought me.
Yes.
Until a certain time
River
where I thought,
Island, please.
Maybe I should go out and get my own stuff. And now I solely wear Uniqlo.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? Yeah. Everyone has that. I think this t-shirt's Uniqlo. And then obviously
this is Uniqlo. Jeans are Uniqlo. My mind, though, is vinted. I'm turning it to vinted, you know. Got some more jumpers on the way.
No, you haven't.
Trying to collect all
the
capital cities.
Joe McGrath's jumpers, they're a colour that you don't really see at all outside of, like, I don't know, year six kind of knockoff PE kits. Fact.
Not a fact.
And then on the front of
you can't just say fact.
And then on the front of it is always a big word in text.
Not always. Because the one that you've taken the mick out of a couple.
Paris.
Paris is massive.
Sketches.
Sketches is small. That was what I was going to bring up. Your argument against Sketches is void because that is only a little small one in the corner,
sorry.
Isn't it?
So can I make a couple of predictions?
Yeah.
I think the one of them is just going to say the word loud on it.
One of them's got the word striker on it.
No, it hasn't. Fuck off.
Striker.
Like Alan Partridge. He hasn't got the word striker on it.
It hasn't.
If you were to be a striker, obviously, first of all, the word target man has been thrown around to the point where you almost feel offended. Who do you think you're most like?
In terms of a football striker.
You get your jumper on.
That's cheeky.
What?
I could easily just put my jumper on.
Oh, sorry, yes.
I buy my right size.
Yeah, okay, right. Oh, so you take that one off then, because that one was too small. Okay. Get me out. Right, whatever. You get out of that one. Then you put one that... Get me out!
Ethan, what are you fucking like?
So that one gets...
Hold on. He's a dickhead.
No, I'm just going through it. So you took that one off, which was too small. But that's okay. But I bought stuff too small. You get out of that one. Then you get a nicely sized one. It says striker on the front. Yeah. Immediately your head goes Premier League.
No, I go Celtic.
Celtic.
Who's the bald guy?
John Hartson.
I'm John Hartson.
You are John Hartson.
Bald. I feel he's got a massive... I met John Hartson once.
Yeah.
What?
No, go on. Careful.
Why? He's still with us.
Yeah, of course.
I know he had not an injury. He had a... anyway, let's move on. Why have we got the Aston Villa stats up? I know John Hartson has got... What?
Go on.
What? Yeah,
tell us the story about John Hartson when you met him.
He was eating edamame beans from Wagamama's. That's all I've got for you. Them Ed Amari beans are full of shit, aren't they?
What do you know?
Come on. You don't know what they are. They're just in these little pods that you pop out and whack them on. It makes you like work for them.
They're like, yeah.
It's like the somewhere the between pistachio nut of the bean.
Yeah, they're somewhere between a pea and a monkey nut, aren't they?
Yeah.
Because the shell isn't as hard as a nut, but it isn't as edible as like a pea. So you can't eat it. It's basically like the shell's basically made out of like fabric almost. They're so hard. And then the bean inside is enjoyable, but only if you cover it in soy sauce and a bit of MSG.
Yeah, so yeah, in Wagamama's it's like flaky salt and chili flakes.
Yeah, I'll take all
that. That's good. Have you been anywhere? You've been well?
Yeah, I'm doing all right, actually. Yeah, I'm doing very well.
I mean, you're a key speaker now at the minute, aren't you?
I did a little talk at the Sheffield Hallam Uni, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah,
man. Why?
Well, I just got in there and...
On the road to ruin. What were some of the questions like? Sir?
Let's say sir.
How do you become so funny and popular?
So first of all, cut the bullshit. Call me Joe. Yeah. Or Smiffles. What do you want to be when you're older? And just as they start talking,
me.
Slap the words out of their mouth. Oh. Nonsense. You'll be whatever I tell you to be.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't do any of that. But it's just nice. Just got down there, talked about what it's like doing a podcast. Yeah, I was nervous, actually. Because even though it's like, I'm doing the job and I'm just talking to them about what I do and like doing this and doing Stretford Paddock and stuff, still the element of like, it's a bit ridiculous that I do podcasts for a living.
Yeah.
Doesn't really feel like I'm a YouTuber, but obviously I can't really deny that I am,
suppose. You are a YouTuber.
I know, but I don't feel like it.
Why?
A YouTuber is someone
you literally do make a YouTube video every day.
I know. But that was, it was good. But the best bit was the bacon sandwich between the two classes.
Oh, nice. Free.
No, well, I wish.
You're joking?
Well, no,
did
it
was.
We're still working on that.
You went there, mate, uni's got loads of money.
Yeah, well, they don't always get, they got expenses. Train covered in that.
Yeah,
but,
fine.
Ma?
What? Carry on.
Went for a bacon sandwich between the two shows.
Shows?
Between the two classes. Not a show, I'm not that good. So the first one was like just a talk, and the second one was a sort of seminar, so we were going through stuff, making your own fan channel and all that stuff.
I'd fucking love to be there, Ethan, wouldn't you?
I think
Joe Smith stood there, how do we make our own fan channel?
Yeah.
I'd love it.
It was slightly embarrassing, but it is a bit, in it, talking about yourself as though you're an expert or something.
Did you just talk solely about Stretford Paddock, or did you bring up the Sloppy Joes?
Huh?
Did you? Actually, this is a big question here, Ethan.
Oh.
In this seminar about how great you are and how you've built up such a great legacy.
Empire, yeah. I use the word empire, whatever.
Did you bring up the Sloppy Joes as well as Stretford Paddock?
As in terms of?
In terms of your successes.
And did I, obviously, in that case?
You didn't, did you?
No, I'm asking, I don't know
you
what the question
didn't.
Is. I'm asking you.
Did mine and Ethan's name ever come up in the seminar?
Well, Joe came up a lot. Yeah, it did, because obviously. So yeah, the name Joe came up, yeah. So to answer your question, yes, Joe, one of those names came up a lot.
Did Ethan ever get brought up? No, it's a fucking disgrace.
I talked about Sloppy Joe's.
What did you say?
I talked about Sloppy Joe's.
Get me going. We're students now.
Okay. You aren't going to make... I know I shouldn't say this.
Fat in the front.
No, I didn't.
Sorry. Fat guy in the front.
Man, beat that. I know. I shouldn't say this because obviously I'm just a guest. I don't have any teaching experience.
Don't point me out.
I'll tell you right now, this guy here hasn't got it. I didn't say this on the day, but I just, because you know, you said you're in sort of show.
This you can't deflect.
Fact,
you can't deflect
fact,
anything, and I have not
fact,
got
in
it.
In fact, actually, get this fucker out of my sight.
How dare you?
I'm sorry.
You're supposed to be setting an example here.
Right, no. So I said, first of all, you know, also, as well as...
I hope you spoke better than this.
No,
fuck me.
Right, okay.
So
Stretford Paddock, here's the thing. You've got to be able to do a bit of everything. This is the thing with the modern era, with digital. It's not just the case anymore where you can write an article, send it off, and someone else will put a headline, someone else will put it on the page, someone else will do this, someone else will do that. You've got to be a master of jack of all trades.
Oh.
You've got to be a Giacomo of all trades like you are, right? So I was saying, and it's not just sport, so I'll talk about other things as well. It's not just one job. I do bits for the BBC here. I'll get something from Sky. I'll do this, I'll do that. I've also got another podcast.
No, you're lying.
Ooh.
You're making this
now
up.
Now your ears are pricked.
You're making this up.
I swear. I've also got another podcast. What's it called?
Who said that?
Well,
Who said, what's it called?
Me. You saw me do it.
You do your own thing there.
What's yeah, I do like...
Your
like
callbacks.
It's sort of like a thing, like an Orville and... Whatever his name is. Orville and Dean. Back and forth.
Who's Orville and Dean?
The ice skaters.
Yeah. Orville and Rod Hull.
Are they not Torville and Dean?
Yeah, it's a joke. So I pretended to be like a puppet or whatever. But then I said, so I also have another podcast called Sloppy Joe's, which is just no sport, no football, just having a laugh.
No common sense,
making some
really.
Jokes, no common sense. And you know what? It's a hobby, but...
Hobby.
Get a little bit of that green grass as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not much, but when you supplement it with this, that and the other, and the fact that you're having some bloody fun.
Did you stick around for the seminar after about how to look after business accounts?
Right. What I'm getting from you is a lot of questions that the students just didn't ask.
Did they not?
They didn't talk
Joe,
about...
Joe, you want to stick around here? Is it accounting guys
did we talk about this on the podcast? Or we talked about it on the Patreon.
So we're frozen out. We're being investigated.
We're not being investigated.
We're being investigated.
Right.
Fraud.
We've been... Ethan, true or false, have we got any access to our money? A bit like Russian billionaires, our access... to our pot has been frozen. Yeah. We might have to sell the Sloppy Joe's podcast to an American who'll no doubt run it into the ground.
Interesting. And is that that's my fault, obviously, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because it's weird that when I look at this app here, and if you just click to my camera, you can see there it says, oh, that's weird. It says, you're all done, Joseph. We're waiting for the others. Sloppy Joe's Limited, everything submitted. Joseph Smith, everything submitted. Joe McGrath, not started, it says there.
What's that for? What's that for?
No.
Is that for this new one that we've got to open? Is that for Starling? My question to you would be...
Interesting that.
My question to you would be, where's the other member of the fucking team? Ethan James. How are you, Ethan? How do you feel about getting left out of this new bank account that we're going to have?
You're not being left out. We just need more than one person to be a name on it.
I feel absolutely fine. I know nothing about...
He doesn't want a responsibility.
He don't even care.
Money.
What's the update?
I'm going to resend the email to you.
What's the update on the big boys with the
They've
big money?
They've closed our bank account down.
Where's the money gone? Joe, don't fucking wind us up. Don't wind us up. I mean, let me tell you this. It's not a fortune.
Should we do 9 out of 10 club?
No. What have you done? Are they still... It's still there, isn't it? The money's still there. I swear, Joe. This is crazy.
The thing is, it's not... because right.
Is the money going to... Are we going to have...
I don't want to have to do this every
money.
Time. I just want to be able to have a straight-up conversation. I don't want to have to evade and avoid all your questions.
Tell us the truth,
just
man.
Ask... All right.
Ethan, ask him a question.
Am I gonna... Can we keep it going, Joe? Can the show stay on the road?
What, in its current three of us format, or just...
Oh, by the way, subscribe to the Sloppy Joe's, otherwise we won't
right,
be able to keep
the
going.
Money, the current account that has been sort of slashed, in essence, that won't be closed officially until all the funds are out of it.
Yes, but what we're struggling with is
yes.
We can't get the funds at all.
Yeah, well, the
so
reason...
So that account might be alive until the end of
the
time.
The reason we can't get the funds out is because I need to give them a second bank account that we're going to transfer it to, and look at that. Still waiting for old Joey McGrath.
For Starling?
Yeah. We can't stay with Monzo anymore.
Because we've got us blacklisted.
We're persona non grata.
So what do I have to
it's
fill out?
It's a non-starter!
What do I have to fill out?
I don't know, it's an email, oh, doesn't it? Let's me. Not worry about this oh. now. But basically, we've been blacklisted by Monzo, mate.
Anyway, if you work for Monzo, please help us out. I've got loads of stuff to tell you about. I, for the first time in my life, had close personal protection.
Condom?
Nope. I had a big guy called Craig look after me in an event we did.
Did they send the normal big guy, realise he was smaller than you, and have to go and call Craig?
That's rude.
How is that rude?
He's on the back foot here because he's lost all our money.
What you know what?
Here's what you're watching.
You know
what? Here's what you're watching.
You know what, Joe?
A little animal in the corner fighting for his life.
If I'm honest with you, I can't deny the allegations, sir.
There's a band called The Raytons who are pretty good. They're from Rotherham. But their home is Sheffield. Clifton Park, they're playing. They're a brilliant band, and they were trying to sell as many copies of their album to get to UK number one as they can. In Meadow Hall, they created their own shop. It was brilliant. Ooh. It was beautiful. And I did a Q&A with them in front of some fans. But because they got quite a rowdy bunch. For example, they sold out the Sheffield Arena.
You're joking.
Yeah, this is
10,000 seats.
This is a small band that have just grown and grown and grown. But the Sheffield, like, adore them.
Amazing.
But to be fair, they do Manchester, like Victoria Warehouse and stuff. They're a fucking
big band.
So They went, thank you for doing the Q&A. There's going to be people in there, so we've hired Craig. Craig's in the corner eating two slices of Domino's pizza at once. Folded over. Craig's a big boy.
Craig knows how to put away a calorie.
Craig's there to look after me. Craig was one of those. So there's that point where Craig...
I fucking love Craig.
I got escorted onto the stage.
Who are you? The Beatles at Shea Stadium?
Imagine if we had to take the mic about how you'd escort me somewhere. Like, get back. Like, that's really? What happened. No. And I fucking loved
it.
Craig,
let the fans chat. These are my people, Craig. And as soon as anyone got near you, Craig, get him.
Get him, Craig.
Craig, kill that one. I can't do that.
The gentle hand of Craig. I've never felt anything like it. When I had to go down the steps and enter the crowd to have a chat to some of the members about Q&A questions for the band. Yeah. And Craig gently escorted me, little hand on the back. All I needed to know was he was there.
You were like Cinderella coming down the steps at the ball, and he was the sort of Prince Craig Charming, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Craig Charming.
No other gossip of that night. I know where Barnsley is now.
Yeah. It's been a real blind spot here, hasn't it?
How far away do you think Barnsley is, Ethan?
I've stumbled upon Barnsley before, actually.
Stumble upon Barnes.
It's only about half an hour away, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
From where?
Stockport.
No.
It is. Barnsley Stockport's half an hour. That's why I was like, I can't believe
it's about an hour.
Nah, exactly. Huh. I had to go from Sheffield through Barnsley to get to Stockport.
Horrible place.
And I was what? You can't just slag people off. Sorry. Why is it horrible?
I've just never seen so many. I don't really know how to describe it. Bricks. Is that
red bricks? Yeah.
What is this? Oxford University.
Yeah.
Interesting. No,
I don't get what you mean by that.
Fairness,
you think Barnsley's a shithole because the buildings are made of red bricks?
Lots of bricks. I don't really know how to describe it.
Barnsley does get a bad rap. It's the worst bus station I've ever been to.
I've never been to the bus station.
I went to see you know Dom.
Yeah.
It was the professional waxer. And
chocolate
he was
guy.
Yeah, he works for the chocolate board. And he was in a Shakespeare play that I went to see.
Not in Barnsley.
And it was in a sort of stately home just outside Barnsley. Nice. But to get to it, I had to get the bus, the train to Barnsley, and then get the bus from Barnsley to the place. And the bus station was an absolute joke. I don't even know what to say, because you know when you get to the point where it's so bad that if you even describe what you saw, you're incredibly offensive. Let's just say it is an indescribable place.
Really?
Yeah. Do you know those pigeons where it's just, and they've lost a toe and it's all sad? And then there's the next level up where there's no toe and it's just nubbage. And they're walking around on their stumps. Yeah.
Have you seen a pigeon just roll? That's fascinating. No legs at all, just rolling pigeon.
Oh, I thought you meant like the food, like a pigeon roll, like a sausage roll or something.
No, that's dead. Probably get them in Barnsley.
So there was two of them. I was at the subway in the station, and there was two of these, you know, just like every gammy and all.
Were the enemies?
Two pigeons. No, they were sat at the subway table, and I was eating, and then I realised they were two people. That's what it's like there.
Right, sorry if anyone's from Barnsley. Let's move on. I went to Liverpool on Friday night.
There was City sights.
I'm gonna be kind, but then I'm gonna be cruel. Aww. But not cruel in a cruel way. I'm gonna be kind in a kind way. There was an amazing charity event on, where the two mayors.
Your life is a fucking joke, isn't it? You're like, in a great way. It's fantastic. Like, what did you do last week? There was a thing you told us about on the podcast.
Oh, I drove a Porsche.
Yeah, you drove a Porsche.
Forgot to say thank you to them, by the way. Thank you to Obsession 24 for the Porsche experience. Buy a Porsche.
Yep. I think probably actually what you should do is rent a Porsche from Obsession 24. Because if you buy one, you don't need them. So you're renting out, you're wearing a Porsche. You've been escorted on stage like Jimi Hendrix. Mm-hmm. And now what are you doing? Charity event.
There was
And also, you went to the Oscars last week. The food Oscars. The Foscars.
I got very
Your
drunk.
Life is incredible.
There's two mayors. The mayor of Liverpool, the mayor of Greater Manchester. And they had a DJ battle. Right, they did it first during lockdown. Then they did it again during... coming out of it at the warehouse project.
Nah.
Here's the thing. Right. What? The event was an incredible success. 1,000 tickets sold, 20 quid a pop, raising money for homeless charities. Yeah. What can you say?
Fair play.
The mayor of Liverpool asked to play Liverpool tunes. The mayor of Manchester plays, well, Great Manchester plays Great Manchester tunes.
I mean, to be fair, it's two relatively fertile grounds, isn't it?
It was 5 hours of great music. Yeah. There were special guests like Heather Smalls from M People. Search for the hero inside yourself. A guy at the end sang from The Farm.
When you search for the hero inside yourself, is it true that you found two miniature cream eggs and a whisper?
No, I found a full caterpillar cake. All together now. He was there. Guy from Corrie was there. Blossoms was there. Jamie Webster was there. Who else was there? Sally Lindsay was there. She's from Corrie. Great event. Brilliant event. Raised loads of money. Here's the thing. The mayors are interesting chaps. I love Andy Burnham. He's a good lad. Got to stay impartial though. So I love all people. When you press play on a song as a DJ, what is great is you're normally not on a stage. Like, no, I mean, the DJ and I do, you're normally in a corner somewhere where you can press play and you sort of dance a little bit and you can kind of look a bit cool, can't you?
Oh, yeah.
There was 1,000 people watching the DJs.
Wow.
They came on, way, loads of cheers, yeah. And the first song is New Order, Blue Monday, which is 7 minutes long. Yeah. There's 1,000 people watching two 50-plus-year-old men going... It's sort of going on.
Blue Monday is one of those songs that theoretically it makes so much sense. It's a great tune.
Yeah.
But 7 minutes is a long time to be stood up there for your first track as well.
I loved it though. The Mayors did a brilliant. All the tunes are class. To be fair, Liverpool Manchester doing 5 hours of music, you would think we'd run out, but no. Every single tune, like yes. From the Smiths to the Beatles, obviously Joy Division, and they came back with like Atomic Kitten. They lost.
Who lost?
Liverpool lost, really.
See, they've got the biggest hitter of all in the Beatles, haven't they?
But a bit like a... I like to concede to them as a bit like a Farmers League, right? They've got the PSG. PSG, brilliant, but the rest of the team, shite.
Yeah.
Like, we've got the Zootons. Fuck.
Yeah, no, anyway, we're fine.
A better version of your best song.
That's a good point, yeah. Who else have
they got? Farm.
They've got... what's it called?
Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Is that Liverpool?
Yeah, there's a couple of ones.
What's the other, what are they called who sang, you know?
I don't know. I'm in the weeds here. Great event. Well done. Give money to charity.
Yeah.
That's all I mean.
Good that.
Why are foxes... I'm going to move on. Why are foxes not more loved? This is a screech and a U-turn, but I felt like we're in the weeds there. I was slagging off Liverpool too much.
Yeah, it was bad.
Why? You look at a fox. Why don't we like foxes?
I don't know, because they're incredible to look at, aren't they?
They're cute as well.
The fact that they're bright orange and yet they somehow blend into like concrete is a cool thing.
I found myself on TikTok getting fox talk, as I like to call it, where people have made friends with their foxes in their gardens.
Yeah.
And they seem to be the cutest.
Can they be domesticated? Because I once went head to head with a fox.
Tell me.
When I was.
Were you both fighting over a dead pigeon's corpse?
No, we just stunned each other because we wanted the same territory.
Right.
Ethan was trying to shit in a bush. The fox went, I've just laid eggs there.
You need to tell us more.
Well, I was hanging by the bush. Well, what happened
what
to us?
What are you on about?
Stop. I tell you what, one of the great. Ethan. Yeah. Right. This is only for the YouTube viewers. He's telling the story, but he's flicking between our cameras. Put your face on the screen.
Ethan, just promise me that what you're about to say is true.
It's true. I was in Canterbury with Manisha at the university halls, and she was inside, and we might have been like at a flat party or something, and I went out for like a little break from all the warmth, and I found this little spot next to this bush, and a fox came out. And I was like, we just looked at each other because we were both like, we both want to stay here. And then we just glared at each other for a wee bit. And we decided it was okay. And then I thought it was his spot. So I ended up bowing out.
So you gave in, really?
Yeah.
What would you have done if he challenged you?
Well, in those moments, you do wonder sometimes if there's... like if Manisha say was watching me and it was a fight for my masculinity, my reputation, my pride.
And let's say your life.
Yeah. Because they can't kill humans, foxes, can they?
Of course anything can.
Do you think in history there's been a fox that's killed a man?
Anything can.
Well, yeah. Any animal on earth.
Two good questions here. Let's take one at a time.
Okay.
Anything can't kill a human.
Anything can kill a human.
What's the smallest animal that could kill a human?
Oh, ha. You've fallen into one of my shitty little traps, Mr. McGrath, as you sit there with your arms crossed. Mind if I pace, boy?
The question is, which animal kills the most humans every year?
Whoa, what are you doing?
Number one.
I know. Yeah, but no. The humble mosquito, with over 500,000 kills every single year. Question two. What animal kills the second most people every year?
Stingrays.
No, you absolute barnacle. Humans. You know.
What?
We do a lot of damage as well, you know.
Humans kill humans. That's not, we're not small, are we?
Kill a lot of men.
No, I don't want to know about disease.
Mosquitoes,
yeah, but if we were having a one-on-one fight, we'd win.
Yeah, okay, no.
Would a rat kill us?
Yeah, well, you could choke on it. You could choke at anything. You could choke at a worm, you could choke at a snail, you could choke on a cricket, you could choke on...
Go on.
Two more.
Choke at a fly.
And, finally...
Choke at a wasp.
No. That's good, that. Wasp can easily kill you because people are allergic. But yeah, I think theoretically, once it gets small enough, it's going to have to be a larynx-based death, isn't it? In terms of like, what, fucking, I've just been beaten up by a wasp. Obviously not going to happen. But you could die to a stoat, couldn't you? If it crawled up your arse.
What's a stoat?
And it happened to have a explosive device on it.
Fucking terrorist stoat.
Joe, rule it out at your peril, mate.
Yeah, fucking hell.
Anyway, so Ethan had a final
thought. Imagine if he just heard it shouting his final words.
Yeah.
They do that on Breaking Bad. They attach it to an animal.
Joe's arsehole.
They put a bomb in a tortoise.
See?
Yeah, but I've not seen... What scene's that?
When they're in Mexico.
See? Possible, right. Isn't it? Answer Ethan's first question, can you domesticate foxes? Google, not now, because they don't know. The Russian fox experiment. There you go.
The Russian fox experiment.
Yeah. Basically, for about 40 years, they've been domesticating foxes, breeding them, and letting the ones who show the most like friendly characteristics, most likely to go up to humans, respond well to treats, respond well to touching, don't get angry, don't fight with humans. And they kept breeding them. And I think within like 4 or 5 generations... They started wagging their tail when they were happy, and they started making noises when we were stroking them and stuff. So basically, they think that dogs only wag their tail to show humans that they're happy. It's not actually because they're happy. It's like a thing for us as part of the domestication process. There you go. There's your answer.
What have you been up to, Ethan?
Oh, well, I had one of those like periods where I was like, God, I've got a day off. Oh, no, sorry. I meant like moments. Well, I've got a day off. And no one wants to see me. No one wants to talk to me. No one wants to know me. So I thought...
No, Ethan. I'd love to know what time you text me.
I text you when?
On this moment where none of your friends want to see you. Yes. No one wants to be with you.
Yeah.
And yet, little old me, what time did you text me?
Sometimes I just feel isolated and...
Did he text you at all?
Didn't text me at all.
No.
And I'm off Tuesday.
Yeah, could have seen
my day off.
We've never hung out before.
Yeah, we have. You came to my house once.
I did once. That
you've
was
been
nice.
To the pub with him a handful of times.
No, just once.
No, yeah, no, I've been to the pub with the two of you at least 3 times.
Yeah, twice. And went to fucking the pub the other day. We went to Kong's fried chicken together.
You went
three
to
times.
We went to Wood together. We've eaten at a fucking posh restaurant together.
4 times.
Could have been five.
I'd say you're well on the way to being friends. If you're not careful, this guy might be your friend.
Oh, well, listen, anyway, I was all alone. So I thought, oh, God, what can I do to pick myself up? Well, I've got a moment by myself. It's time to put on the jacket. It's time to To push up the spectacles.
Push them up where?
Get just a bit high up the bridge of the nose.
Up the nose, yeah.
Because that's when Elitano James Yeo comes out to play.
Oof, say that name again.
Elitano James Yeo.
Elitano James Yeo.
Oh, when I say come out to play.
Elitano. I can't. For a second, it was so far from Ethan, I couldn't remember your real name then. Why isn't it Ethanio?
He's Italian.
Oh, right. Sorry, my mistake.
Yeah, something stupid.
Elitano it is then.
Elitano James Yeo, who is the manager of Hibernian Football Club.
Oh.
And he's been doing a sterling job.
Well, he's been doing the sterling job as well. So he's managing Sterling and
Hibs. No, and sorry. What I meant to say is he's doing an excellent job.
He's doing the Exeter job.
Oh, sorry.
So he's managing Stirling, Exeter and Hibs. Well, he's spreading himself
needs
thin
to,
there.
He needs to Ipswich.
I was supposed to carry on.
He needs to Ipswich when he wants. Ipswich. He needs to pick one.
Yeah, go on, Ethan.
Yes. Yes.
About that,
well, he's just bloody doing a good job. A good job.
You know, come on, you said I've got great stories about my time managing Hibs. Go on, tell us what's happened.
You don't actually wear a blazer, though, do you?
Well, for cup finals.
Yeah. Do you ever get to a cup final?
Yep. I've been at Hibs for 5 years now. In the first 2 years there at Hibs, which took me a couple of months to play, I finished fifth twice and didn't really achieve anything at all.
Wow.
And then the season after that, I was in the title charge. Two horse race. I finished third in the end. And then...
Yeah.
And then this year... We just spunked all our money and we won the title. And now we're in year... five,
yeah,
and in the Champions League.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah, yeah. Just gone out the groups for the first ever time. Got two strikers, Fournier and Walter, who bizarrely have exactly the same face. Yeah.
What do you mean?
One's 5'9", and one's 6'7", and they've got the exact same skull. There's nothing different about them.
I think that's why they score so many goals, because the defenders feel like, oh, there he is. Oh, my God, there he... Like, they think that...
Twins.
Yeah, there's twins, but also it's one person who keeps flicking up in different sizes and turn up in different areas and stuff.
It's part of the design.
Yeah, that's really part well
of
the done,
that's part of Elitano's masterclass.
Masterclass.
Is what I would say.
You're going to win the Champions League?
Oh, not a chance.
No.
We did beat Real Madrid once, though. That's massive good. Fluke. Lost 8-3 back at their place.
Can I just ask you, because I think of all the people I've ever met, you would have the least mental stamina to play Football Manager. There's no way you like Football Manager.
I used to.
Fuck off.
I just can't do it anymore.
Yeah, you can't stick with it, can you?
I can't stick with it. Can't stick with it.
Have you ever thought about
it? We've got a PlayStation. I can't play games.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know what I can do anymore.
You're right.
No, focusing a lot is hard.
Yeah.
It's hard. So I don't play games. Sometimes I watch telly.
Yeah.
I like watching telly.
Have you ever considered going for an ADHD test? Because you did one online, didn't you? But you couldn't get through it. You got bored.
Yeah, but there's nothing really much they can do. I wouldn't mind the drugs that comes with it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I had a proper ADHD sort of moment the other week cooking cottage pie, and I text from a mate who doesn't need to be named, saying, does he have any ADHD drugs for me?
Has he got ADHD?
No, but he's got drugs. So bleep that name for us if you want, man. And no, unfortunately, it was not to be. I don't know what to do.
Does this?
I'm not asked anyway. I'm not asked. I can't play games. I'm not.
You sound like Rudolph in Denial.
What do you mean, Rudolph in Denial?
Well, they never let Rudolph play any games, did they? So him saying, I'm not even asked, I can't play games, when clearly he was a little bit.
Listen, I might try to get into it, but my life's busy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you're a busy boy, yeah. But yet, realistically, all you do is Ultimate Team.
What, when I'm playing FIFA?
Yeah.
I like playing FIFA.
I feel like sometimes you go, I've got to get back for seven, right? When we're recording, I'm bringing it all up on the pod today. I've got to get back for seven,
right?
There's been times where you're like, I've got to get, right, we'll do this for 50 minutes, I think, but I've got to get back for seven. Like, yeah, fair enough. Seven. Like, life's life, you know, we can't just spend all our time in this. I've got to get back for seven. Then the next day, I remember meeting, oh, how was your night? Brilliant, all the team all night. I remember thinking, hold on, what was this got to get back for seven business? It's true though, isn't it? It's true. You said to me, Joe, whoa, 7 o'clock, I'm done. And I go, right, brilliant. What have you done last night? Ultimate team. Messi. I got an informed Messi. Wow. And I'm like, who is this kid?
I tell you what.
True or false, you've said to me, whoa. Like, let's be honest, and we're finishing here soon. What are you doing? What are you doing tonight?
I'm going to the gym.
Okay, I'll let you off on that one. Are you going to be playing FIFA tonight?
Probably not, although someone has texted me to ask if I am, but I'll probably say no, because I don't play it that much, actually. What I will say is, instead of really getting into me, because obviously that would be too reflective, grown up, mature, what I'm going to say to you is, you also say, I've got to leave by 3:30. I've got to be out by 3:30.
Yeah.
I've got a pub quiz tonight. Okay, fine, yeah. And then one time I said, hang on a sec, what time's the pub quiz start? He said, 7:30 or whatever. I said, what do you need to get? I have to have a nap before the quiz.
No.
So at least the thing I do is it requires consciousness.
That was you once just go I home needed and to have a nap, because I was working at 6 a.m. all the way till 11 p.m. But I needed my nap. I don't nap anymore. I don't work early mornings these days.
Do you not nap anymore?
No, I'm a nap free boy.
What time do you get? What's your bedtime routine like? And what time do you wake up?
Last night went to bed at midnight. Woke up at 6.
Wow.
Tonight I go to bed at 11. I think I'm fancy a couple of Guinness tonight.
Do you?
Yeah, buddy.
Have you had any
so
far?
That's my FIFA. No, I wanted one. In fact, you told me to get it. I text you today going, what time should we record? By the way, should we have a couple of Guinness before we record? I didn't realise you were working. And you went, yeah, get it for 4:30. You got me giddy for one.
Yeah.
You got me giddy for one. Mm. Came down here, you were slugging away. Nothing. No Guinness for me. Paul McGrath. Faster boy. Anyway, do you want an agony bants?
Yes, please.
Agony bants. Agony bants. Agony bants. Please keep me anonymous, so please give them a name.
Percy.
Hi, Joe, Ethan and Joe.
You almost said hi, Percy, didn't you?
Hi, Percy. I seem to have developed an odd but fairly serious habit over the past year or so. Now, when you think of a serious habit, gambling, alcoholism, drug abuse, etc., many come to mind, but mine is somewhat less socially acceptable.
Oh, God.
I can't quite remember the first time it started.
Stop. They've got... I know a charity that will help him out. You don't read the rest of this.
This is no, it's good. I can't remember the first time this started or even how I got into it, but it started to get out of hand.
It's not a paedophile, is it?
Pardon the pun. I'm not going to read it. No. They did buy some merch last week, though, which is great news. Thank you.
Great news. Thank
you. How is that linked?
None to the jumper.
Literal text in our WhatsApp group said, can we keep the line none to the jumper? We decided yes. I seem to have Pavlov's dogged myself into firmly slapping my own arse every time I walk through a doorway.
Are you joking?
Yeah.
I do this!
Also mimicking...
Is this a joke?
No, this is you. Also mimicking the slap an old school English manager would give an oncoming substitute during a game of football. Not sexual at all. The problem is, what started as just being an in-house activity is now creeping into my outside life and privacy, and it's going outside the privacy of my home. And it can be fairly embarrassing if someone catches me. More recently, after the resurgence of the expression Bosch, I have now...
We're living in a post-Bosch era.
Here's how it goes. Walk through the doorway. 1, firmly slap my right butt cheek. 2, bellow the words, bosh, at an alarming volume. I'm writing to see if any of you have some odd habits that you do around the house, but also if you have any advice for me. Do I stop it or just carry on?
I can't believe this. I literally do the exact same thing. I don't do the Bosch, but I do this a lot as a joke for Lizzie. When I'm walking, so if she's in bed, because she'll be in bed to start with, and then what'll happen is I'll usually be getting brushed my teeth or whatever. So there'll be a point where I'm stood up and she's in bed. Every time I walk through the doorway, I slap my arse on the way out. I do this all the time. I do it almost every night. So just be, I don't want to show it, you get it. Walk through and slap my arse. The Bosch makes it difficult because you're drawing attention to it.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's a problem with it, do you? No. Although people would think you're a bit of a nutter.
Yeah.
Wouldn't they?
They would. Especially, yeah. If you walk through a doorway and you don't know this guy and he goes, Bosh, slaps his ass.
And also, if you're at work, it might be problematic because there's plenty of workplaces, and rightly so, don't really condone any sort of kind of sexual physicality, do they?
Do you do anything weird at home, Ethan, like that?
No, but I used to have like traits of like OCD where you had to do things when you were younger.
Yeah, go on.
Well, I used to get things like intrusive thoughts, like grab the wheel, drive us to the other side of the road. But I tried not to do that really.
Yeah.
Other things like it would be like when I was younger, but like if you don't hit yourself, your parents are gonna die.
Oh God!
So I used to like welly myself now and then. Is it a bit like that?
No, it's unfortunately not like that. I know you're getting that with your intrusive thoughts and OCD, and he's had that.
If you don't hit yourself,
like, your parents, like the whole OCD stuff is bad, but it's unfortunate. I think if in his mind, Percival's mind, is it Percival?
Percy.
If he doesn't slap himself, nothing will happen. He just likes it.
Do you do anything like this? You must have some little habits and habits.
I don't know if this can stay in the pod.
Can.
Becky Trumps. I go, what'd you say? Hates it.
Does she hate it?
Yeah.
Why? Because you're drawing attention to it every time.
Yeah, little Trump. She's a little Trump.
Yeah. If Lizzie ever farts, and it's very rare, I always go, oh, yeah. And she just hates it because the idea that I've made it sort of public knowledge now that she's farted.
Right, everyone. Our favourite time of the show. Essentially, we created a whole podcast around stuffing our faces with really, really good food, and today is something we've never tried before.
Ooh.
Although I have tried the elements that make it that put it together.
Right.
E.g. fried chicken.
E.g. carbon atoms, some silicon, some helium atoms, cheese.
We've gone to a place in Manchester called Cardinal Rule. And what they do, ladies and gentlemen, is fried chicken in biscuits. Oh, but it's not your average hobnob.
Wait, you're telling me it's going to be a chicken digestives?
Now, your family's from America. What is a... what is a biscuit?
Ah, it's your American biscuit. It's sort of like their take on a scone, I'd say. Yeah. I don't know if it's slightly fattier. It's almost somewhere between a bread and a pastry, almost. It's bread, but there's a lot more butter content. It's flaky, it's crispy. It's sort of...
Oh,
it looks... Oh, Ethan!
Sorry, do you know what it reminds me of, just looking at it right now?
Oh, yes.
Do you know those, like, dumplings? Like, you could get, the Jamaican jerk chicken... Shack.
It's like that time you tried to order shawarma at that place. You went, oh,
yeah.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. So let me just read out what we've got.
Okay.
You, my friend, have got the Miss Honey.
Have you read what the place is called?
Yeah, the Cardinal Rules.
Oh,
true.
Yeah, of course.
Your Miss Honey is fried chicken with chipotle mayo and some spicy honey on a fluffy American biscuit.
It literally says hot take on there.
Yeah, that's yours.
Mine says the Miss Honey one.
So you've got a hot take. You've got Miss Honey, yeah?
Yes.
Hot take over here, then, is a homemade ranch sauce with dill, pickle, fluffy mayo and a spicy fried chicken. So you've got spicy batter.
Oh, my gosh.
I have got the cowboy, which is fried chicken, Texas barbecue sauce, cowboy candied chipotles on a biscuit.
This happens every time we do this.
Joe just gets to a point
where his mouth is just watering so overwhelmingly that he can't really do a podcast anymore. And the next thing he has to do is just take a bite of that food.
Right,
so
I'm going for it.
Go ahead.
Feel it in your arms now. Feel it.
It's weighty.
£8. Not bad. £8.
Okay.
Right, I'm going in. Good chicken.
I can't wait to try it. Talk to us, Joe. Talk to us, Joby.
Why am I the only one talking when I've got something in my mouth? That is great chicken. Oh, yeah. Eat it.
That's not an option, Joe. Ethan.
Thanks. I don't even know how to get my mouth around it. I can't. My mouth's not big enough.
Take two bites.
Yeah, squeeze it down a little bit. That. Mine was presently...
So the chicken and the biscuit looks overwhelming, but I find when you get into it, it sort of all becomes quite a nice solid bite of food. I had really nice heat from the candied jalapenos. What does candied mean?
As in like...
It says cowboy candied.
How are you spelling that?
Candied.
How are you spelling that?
Candied.
Letters.
C-A-N-D-E-D-I-E-D.
Candied.
Candied.
So it's been turned into candy in some respect.
Oh, so it's a sweet jalapeno.
Well, yeah, so it'll be like a jalapeno that's maybe been like baked or fried in some sugar or something like that usually.
Mine was very, very tasty.
Mine was very good as well. The only thing I would say about mine is I expected it to have maybe a hot sauce on it, but the heat itself was coming from the chicken, which isn't a bad thing. The dill mayo was very nice. The pickles were very good.
Yeah.
The biscuit itself, absolutely fantastic.
It was fantastic.
I've always been a bit sceptical of the American biscuit because I think the scones are alright, but come on.
Yeah.
But that's like flakier and fattier and crispier than a scone is, and lighter. Oh.
The chicken piece itself was beautiful. Yeah. Like, it kept itself. We had a little bit of delay, so that was been sitting there for about 25 minutes. It's still holding the crispiness. It's still got heat to it. It still tastes delicious. I think it's really nice. I mean, I'm toying with the question 9 out of 10, because that's where we're at.
Yeah.
It's a treat. It's £8. Mm. So it's not like, outpricing like a 12, 13 quid burger.
No.
It feels quite nice in your hand, doesn't it?
Yeah, I really liked it. I think the problem is, when you think back to the chicken wars, when we did the spicy chicken burger wars.
Never forget.
Not all of those got nines. And they're sort of, you know. But this is a higher quality product. They were slightly more...
I really like the fried chicken inside.
Very refined.
I really like it. Ephraim, what are you saying then?
Well, Joe, it's a sickly treat, isn't it? I've got the one called Miss Honey. So there's a honey, big, overwhelming honey element to it. So it's very sweet and a bit salty as well with the biscuit thing. It does taste very good, but there's a lot of it. And I don't know if
that can't be a complaint.
Well, I don't know how one could completely finish this without feeling that they're going to keel over.
Could you finish it?
I could mine, but I'm wondering whether, is it too sweet?
It's quite, it's like I'm eating a main course stroke dessert.
Right. Do they do an option on the menu that's just like chicken, mayo, pickle?
There's one called the Hometown.
What's in that?
Which is definitely not what you just said.
Yeah.
But it, because it has cheese spread.
What's the closest to like a basic chicken sandwich? Is it mine, probably?
Probably yours.
Mine, no problem eating. I want to go back to it now. I've finished it. No problem. I think maybe, Ethan, there, you've got one that doesn't suit your palate particularly.
How sweet are we talking, Ethan? Is it really sweet?
Imagine honey. But,
give us more than honey.
They've dumbed it down a bit.
Oh, yeah.
And they've...
Suits you, then.
They've whacked it in this chicken. But obviously the chicken is a fried... It's fried in lots of oil. So therefore it can be a bit...
Fried.
It can be a bit sickly, can't it? Yeah. So you have to... It's quite a lot for a wee tongue to take on board.
When's the last time you ate a meal?
Would have been yesterday evening.
That's not true.
You've not had food today.
I have actually.
Oh no, you need to stop with the bullshit. What have you eaten today?
What a liar you are.
You're such a liar. We're in the evening, by the way, recording this at 5
p.m. It's half
what
five.
Do you eat? What have you eaten today?
I had a wee bit. I felt embarrassed. I've had the Jamaican chicken shack again.
Oh my God.
I'm going to say that he
that's
didn't
why you want it. He's full. That's why he's not loving it.
How could you possibly eat a full sandwich?
You've eaten. I knew you'd eaten recently.
I've done it 2 days in a row.
This is a scandal.
You've had it 2 days in a row.
I can't help it.
What time did you eat it?
What time? I bet it was late.
No, I was like half one or something.
Bollocks, 2 o'clock. He dimmed it down half an hour.
Yeah, he did.
So you're not hungry, are you?
No, I am.
Eat another bit.
You're a liar.
Eat another bit. Finish it.
There's like Matilda with the K.
Finish it. Yeah.
And it's called Miss Honey, so the link is already there for you.
Yeah.
Your inability to monitor how you eat has potentially ruined the reputation of this place.
No, it's you know what? Some people out there, especially the big fat Americans of this world, will bloody love this. And honestly, I know the wood, and I get it.
Hello to the American couple who own Cardinal Rule. I hope you're all right.
Oh, fucking hell.
Disgusting for you. I think it's fantastic. I think it's absolutely fantastic. And I like that it's something different. I really do. And I think, for me, for what they are going for, that's a 9 out of 10.
Yeah.
The pickle is fantastic. The dill mayo is fantastic.
Yeah, I agree with you, Joe. Thank you.
The biscuit is the best biscuit I've ever had.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things you could show off easily. And it's one of those now that we know where it is. Cardinal Rule. People always get in touch with me on Instagram. Where's the best place to go eat? If you want something that's nice, not too expensive, will definitely fill you up. Cardinal Rule. Look at Joe. He's already fucking demolished it.
Can I have another add-on, Joe, please?
Oh, here we go.
I think it's the tastiest fried chicken I've ever had in my life, but it's just very...
He gives it shit constantly. Everyone in the Discord slagging you off, by the way.
Why?
You can't be trusted, apparently, in the 9 out of 10 club.
What does that mean?
You can't be trusted. Your opinion's too crazy, too rogue.
It's...
For a man that lives off pasta with tomato sauce every day of his life and steamed veg, people don't trust your fucking opinion.
You're politically bankrupt.
Sorry, can I
Patrons can get on the Discord, by the way.
Can I give you a quick food update on my life? Yep. So do you know Gnocchi? We tried Gnocchi the other day.
If you fucking dare say that you like it, I'll be fuming.
What happened was, and you're not going to believe this, I really enjoyed it the other day, so I decided to go to Tesco and try it again, and I did it. And I was thinking, it is actually decent. I was wondering why I didn't like it before, then I remembered it. I put it in boiling water last time because I thought it was a form of pasta. So I didn't fry it last time, I boiled it. That's why it was awful.
You can buy
Can
it.
I say...
Yeah.
Ethan, you've got to boil it. You've got to boil it first. Ethan.
Oh, you have? Well, I'll put it just in the pan. They're delicious just in the pan.
What? Hold on. So, in that, what you do is, you've got to cook the flour, the raw flour that's in the gnocchi, to the point where it boils to the top. And then as soon as it's at the top, take it out and then... Get it really hot in the frying pan and crisp it up.
So last time, I didn't fry it. I just boiled it. And then this time, I didn't boil it. I just fried it.
Oh, my God.
And it was much better.
Incredible. So what do we take away from that? What's it called? Carnivore rules? No. Cardinal rules. Carnivore. I've got that guy in my mind. Did you see Carnivore Cam?
Let's just get to the end of the 9 out of 10.
Carnivore Cam. No. You need to come on the podcast. He did a fried... ice cream bowl the other day.
Can we stop?
Sorry.
Is this in the 9 out of 10
Yes,
club?
It is. Hey!
Oh, really? I didn't think you were going to.
We're getting really into food.
Do we vote?
Yeah, well, you Joe's no, voted. I voted. What have you said? Bear in mind, the statement was, that's the best fried chicken I've ever had.
It is. It's just... I'm just thinking this... It's a bit sickly, isn't it?
Because you're fucking full. You're a disgrace, mate.
You can't, like, go to a
this
fucking...
podcast where you know we're going to eat and you've eaten a massive lunch. Yeah. And then now, it's a bit sickly. Yeah, it's sickly because you're full.
All right, it's very good, but I couldn't have more than 3 bites.
It is in for us. Well done, Cardinal Rules. Really, really good stuff.
Before we get going, Carnivore Cam, who is the man who cooks carnivore recipes,
he only eats meat or meat products.
Yeah.
No veg, no bread, no potato, nothing. No nut.
He went a bit rogue the other day. Did you watch the recipe I sent you?
No, I didn't see his demo.
I put one in the group. I said he needs to be stopped. Carnivore Cam, we want to get you on the pod. He's ignoring our messages on Sloppy Joe, so come on, get involved.
Maybe
he said
write
he was up
it
for
in
it.
Butter on his car window, then he'll address it.
Maybe we should stop taking the piss out of him, but I can't. He did, listen to this, a deep-fried ice cream ball the other day. It was double cream whipped. Yeah. He allowed himself a little bit of vanilla extract as a treat.
So he's failed then.
He froze that to create an ice cream, to create it thick. Then to fry it in ghee, right? In ghee, right? He fried it in ghee.
Oh, you're joking.
In ghee,
which is a clarified
the breadcrumbs were pork scratchings. Oh. And he sat there going, yeah, if you want to get healthy, eat this.
No.
Anyway, we're not having a go, can we? Just bring it down. I'd like to try it.
I want to eat just everything that he's got to offer. Yeah. I want all of it.
Well, we tried, what was it, pork scratchings in milk.
Yeah. I like that everything's basically just replaced with an animal product. So he'll have like a jacket potato, but instead of a jacket potato, it's a full pig's heart, like sliced in half with some ghee in it. And instead of coleslaw, it's just like a fucking grated
dolphin's face. Yeah, that's made me want to get more ghee in my life.
Yeah, I think you could do a bit
of
that.
Do you use ghee a lot, Ethan?
As lubricant or as for food?
Oh, you can't be shagging Manisha with ghee.
I think that might be the most racist thing that I could ever possibly imagine, actually.
Oh. yeah, that is bad, actually.
I think that's absolutely fucking bad.
Indian butter. What would you put over your knob?
No. Oh. Stop.
Okay.
Fuck's sake. Right.
Right, join the Patreon, everyone. Thank you very much. And if you got to this far and you're not subscribed, what the fuck are you playing at? Hit the subscribe button.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Ethan.
Oh, yes. See you later, everyone. Thank you.